Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 1370, talk1370.com. As we do every week, we check in with the sexiest voice in the SEC, Mr. Andrew Monaco. What's up, brother?
I love that.
You like that? The sexiest voice?
Today's a great day. It's a great day just because of that.
The sexiest voice in the SEC.
Do I have to lower my voice? Do I have to lower it now?
Nah, man.
A little Barry White. Okay.
We love you the way you are, brother. Now, talking, of course, Aggie football here on Talk 1370, and we were talking a little Aggie basketball as well. Now, looking back on last week's game against Ole Miss, Andrew, what did you take from that game?
Team finished. And that was the message that Jimbo had after the two losses on the road, that they had to finish and dominate. That was the message the entire game. And that fourth quarter was exactly what they needed to do. They, you know, it's so funny, this team, what do you learn from each week? How do you grow each week? Jimbo talks about you want all the inches, you want all the crumbs, and that's what they had. It didn't look that way for a while. You know, they don't play very well. They get the first touchdown. Ole Miss then goes up 14-7 on two drives. Score at the end of the first half, and it's 14-14. Immediately take the kickoff, march down the field, get into the red zone, inside the five, fumble, it goes back 96 yards. Ole Miss has the lead. Okay, what's A&M going to do? They take the next drive, march right down the field, interception. And at that moment, you're thinking, oh, they haven't learned their lesson whatsoever. Not at all. It was from that moment that Jimbo said that, first of all, for Kellen Mond, he said that showed me an awful lot about him, you know, the confidence that he had, because on the very next drive, they get the stop. The very next drive, he makes a throw, he says, to Jay Sternberger that it's a very tight window. That one, the fade for the touchdown to Courtney Davis. And then in that entire fourth quarter, there was a moment, Alex, that Cullen Gillespie, the 12th man, is just imploring his team on that sideline. They never actually stayed on the sideline. That entire team came onto the field. He was rallying that entire team, and the message was finish and dominate. Well, they get that game to 21-21. Seth Small kicks a field goal, 24-21. And then it's just that methodical drive. They go up by 10 after the missed field goal, and then Trevion Williams just seals that win. In that fourth quarter, after going down 21-14, it's 24-3 to an explosive Ole Miss offense. Defense and offense fed off one another, but they dominated in that fourth quarter against Ole Miss. It was good that they did learn that lesson.
You said take the over. It didn't hit the over. The over was 68. It hit 62. So I'm not mad at you for that. Also, you said that Williams is going to have 1,000 yards rushing, almost 228 yards rushing. So you called it pretty much.
He was terrific. When he's your leader, that is your leader, and that's the offensive line, and he's the leader. And so what is, he's over 1,000 for the second time. He joins five other Aggies on that list, and 3,000 for his career. That's impressive for a young man, but I like the leadership of Trevion even more.
Andrew Monaco, the voice of the Aggies, with us every week here on Talk 1370. Now, looking forward to Saturday's game, 6 p.m. By the way, if you're in Austin, Texas, love to see you at Third Base South Park Meadows. Fellow Aggie football fans join us every week, and also the Capital City A&M Club. UAB, it's a 6 p.m. game. Looking forward to that one. What are you going to highlight what you think about how this is going to turn out?
That's the 25th ranked UAB Blazers. Yeah, we all had that going when we saw the schedule in the beginning. A very veteran group, and they've already clinched a spot in Conference USA. They've won the West because it's a veteran group. You've got fourth and fifth year seniors for that team. Jimbo was talking about how very well coached from a guy that he knows from coaching in the Southeast. Bill Clark had been a coach in Alabama, but terrific running back. They have a very good running back, 14 touchdowns. He's one of the tops in the nation. Tall receivers. This is an offense. Now, what do they do when they step out of Conference USA? That's going to be the big test. The other thing for A&M is can't look past this game to LSU.
Because, right.
And this is Jimbo's whole thing. You guys haven't done anything. It's not a mean thing that he says to them. You're not that good to look past anybody, you know. And he always worries that for UAB, if you think about this just a little bit for them, if UCF were to stumble this season, and we're talking about the New Year's Six bowls, does a team like UAB then get one of those bowls? Would they be in that group of five that college football wants in those bowls? So much for them to play for A&M. They've got to, you know, stay that course and continue what they did in the fourth quarter. You can't take any more steps back. Continue to dominate if you can. But this is a UAB team that leads the nation, not their conference, the nation, with 38 sacks. They protect their quarterback. And this is, I think, an A&M team that wants to keep that focus, keep that fight. They know there's only two games left. It's senior night. It's military night at Kyle Field. There's certainly a lot to play for.
You can catch him on Wednesday nights with Jimbo Fisher, Coach's Show. Andrew Monaco also calling the game on Saturday. That's UAB at 6 p.m. Now, Aggie basketball. You and I were talking opening night on Wednesday. The Aggies beat Savannah State 98-83. And we were kind of looking past to tonight against Gonzaga. And it was a buzzer-beater heartbreak against UC Irvine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, that one hurt. That one hurt because you had the lead and couldn't keep that lead. That's the experience. That's the decision making. Billy Kennedy talks about. We're in Spokane right now. You're waiting to take on an even more experienced Gonzaga team.
Right.
You'll have some players from their run to the finals, the Final Four, and the championship game against North Carolina a couple years ago. But you know, it's a hard message. You know, for a team, you keep saying it, and then you have to go through it. You know, it's funny that UC Irvine, you have a team that, you know, we kept saying it's going to be such a different style from Savannah State. They're going to slow it down. They do have the post. Well, they do. The other thing that experienced teams know that, okay, they were down 14, they get a couple stops, make a run, then that 14 lead becomes 6 or 5. That becomes a different game for them. You didn't see the panic in UC Irvine. As for A&M, you could see that Irvine went into that zone. They just didn't hit enough threes to kind of break that zone. Not bad looks at all. And I asked Coach Kennedy that on his show. They weren't bad looks. They just didn't fall. And then it becomes decision-making. So in a game like that, is it one more stop, one more possession when you can score? Now you hope that becomes a learning tool for you. Okay, we went through this. Can you make better decisions? Maybe I make an extra pass here. Maybe not take this shot. Is there a better shot there? So you hope that you can learn. For a team that is very young, for a team with guys in new roles and young guys in new roles, it's interesting that it doesn't become discouraging any longer, that it becomes something that you can learn from the next time you're in that situation.
Andrew Monaco, you can hear him on Coach's Night on Talk 1370 with Jimbo Fisher. You can also hear him call Aggie basketball and Aggie football. That big game, by the way, Saturday, 6 p.m. Join us at Third Base South Park Meadows for Aggie football, all you Aggie football fans. Talk to you next week, Andrew. Thank you for chiming in and tuning in.
Always a pleasure, my friend.